Has the loud cry begun? Question number 10. Sister White wrote in 1892 that the loud cry of the third angel's message had already begun. Please explain why others claim that it is yet future. And what makes it loud? Answer. There must be a marked difference between the voice of the message before the loud cry and the voice of the message in the loud cry, otherwise it would not be called loud. The message swells to a loud cry by virtue of an addition which gives it power and force. Early Writings, page 277. The only conclusion admissible, therefore, is that since the Church has never accepted an additional message, and since there has never come one other than that in the Shepherd's Rod publications that would give power and force to the old message, the loud cry could not have begun at any time previous to this. Moreover, the abominations in the Church have not only kept back the loud cry, but have also even silenced the fainter cry which precedes it. Indeed, the angel of the Church of the Laodiceans, being unfit even to finish the proclamation of the message in its fainter cry, must be altogether unfit to proclaim it in the loud cry. Obviously, if he does not now quickly repent and accept the additional message which is to begin the loud cry, then not only will he not help proclaim it, but he will even be spewed out. Only those who have withstood temptation in the strength of the Mighty One, warns the spirit of prophecy, will be permitted to act a part in proclaiming it the third angel's message, when it shall have swelled into the loud cry. The Review and Herald, November 19, 1908. So while the fainter cry is proclaimed by those who have, as well as by those who have not, overcome temptation, the loud cry is to be proclaimed only by those who have. Though the loud cry was to have begun by 1892, it was muffled when the Church rejected the message of righteousness by faith in 1888. Thus, the scroll which contained the additional message that was to give power and force to the third angel's message, for the time then being, ceased unrolling. And consequently, instead of becoming the light of the world, the Church herself went into darkness. Seeing this, the Spirit of Truth made a fearful pronouncement of doom upon unrepentant Laodiceans, while giving joyous promise of future glory to all who will arise and walk in the light that proceeds from the throne. How will any of our brethren know when this light shall come to the people of God? Was the sweeping question then asked by inspiration. And the inspired answer was, as yet we have certainly not seen the light that answers to this description. God has light for His people, and all who accept it will see the sinfulness of remaining in lukewarm condition. The Review and Herald, October 7, 1890. In the manifestation of the power that lightens the earth with its glory, they will see only something which in their blindness they think dangerous, something which will arouse their fears, and they will brace themselves to resist it. Because the Lord does not work according to their expectations and ideal, they will oppose the work. Why, they say, should we not know the Spirit of God when we have been in the work so many years? Bible Training School, 1907. Reprinted in the Review and Herald, November 7, 1918. This statement plainly projects the loud cry into the future from 1918. The love of Christ, the love of our brethren, will testify to the world that we have been with Jesus and learned of Him. Then will the message of the third angel swell to a loud cry, and the whole earth will be lightened with the glory of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 401.